بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. One of the qualities of the mu'mineen, of the believers, is they don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In many, many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his mercy, his forgiveness. Allah is afu, Allah is ghafoor. In fact, the dua taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Qadr, if you find it, is Allahumma innaka afoon. Allah, verily you are most forgiving. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. You love to forgive, so please forgive me. So a believer never ever loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the tricks of shaitan, one of his ploys is this, is that he gets him involved in sin, he drops him. And it gets him so involved in sin, that this person loses hope, he thinks, that what's the use? I'm doomed, I'm destroyed. There's no hope for me. So shaitan drops this person, and then he makes him lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's always hope for every person. In the battle of Uhud, the person responsible for the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu an was Wahshi radiallahu an. Later on he became a Muslim. On the conquest of Makkah, he was in fact one of those people who was ordered to be killed. So he fled, he feared for his life. He went into hiding into the day, during the day, and at night he used to travel. Eventually he reached the Himyar tribe. And after a while, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to him that, O Wahshi, accept Islam. So he responded and he replied, he gave this message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in the message that is revealed to you, يَلْقَ أَثَامَا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانَا. That before this, Allah speaks about the qualities of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, he said, I committed murder, I made shirk, I made zina, and there's no hope for me. يَلْقَ أَثَامَا, he will meet a punishment. His punishment will be doubled for him on the day of Qiyamah, and he will be made to remain in the fire forever. So Wahshi replies with this. After a while, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends another message to him. The verse of the Quran, in fact, is revealed, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Except for the one who repents, he makes tawbah, and he brings iman, and he does good actions, he does good deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace the evil with good. يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends him this ayat of Quran was revealed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends him this message. Wahshi replies again, and he says that there's too many conditions over here. Perhaps I can't fulfill these conditions. I must bring iman, then I must be steadfast on my iman, I must do good deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace my evil with good. Maybe I won't be able to fulfill these conditions. Then another verse of the Quran is revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Nisa, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَيُّ شْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. That Allah, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forgive shirk, but besides that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everything else for whomsoever He wishes. So Wahshi replies again and he says that for whomsoever He wishes, what if I am not from those people, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forgive me? Thereafter, the verse of the Quran is revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Zumar, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That, O my beloved slaves, those who transgress their souls, do not ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, Allah is most merciful. So now Wahshi gets hope. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him in that. He said, yes, this is the verse. This is the verse. And I have hope now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me. So Wahshi radiallahu anhu, who killed the uncle, beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with hidayat. And this was the worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, definitely, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was most hurt. In fact, later on when he accepted Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of love and kindness for Wahshi radiallahu anhu, says, please do not come in front of me, because it will remind me of my uncle. But nonetheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave him. And there was hope for Wahshi also. So as a believer, we don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan, he will take us down the road of sin, and then he will make us lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also learn from this incident that of the forgiveness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes there may be some issue, some arguments, something which is not to our liking, and we have some grudge with our fellow brother. But we should forgive him. Take the example from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, definitely a person will feel hurt. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself was hurt. But this shouldn't become a barrier in forgiving the person. We won't have, maybe we won't have that same relationship with that person, but it, for us to understand, like a wound, a person is hurt, somebody injured him, he forgave that person, but that wound is still there. So this doesn't go against the forgiveness of forgiving the person. So as a believer, we don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ulama ikram, our mashayikh, they also make this dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulty of the Muslimin throughout the world, especially in Palestine. But they make this dua that, oh Allah, if hidayat is not written for these people, then you destroy them. Taking the example from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should have that, as much as we have this want for their punishment, we should have the wish for their hidayat, for their guidance. That is why the ulama ikram, the mashayikh, they make this dua, if hidayat is not written for them, then oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you destroy them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us correct understanding. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.